It's 5:31, let's do it.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's occurring?
It's our festive guessing game quiz. Tell me what happened next. 8-1-1-9.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's occurring?
We all ready?
What's the score?
Oh, I was about to ask you that.
I'd forgotten. I have no idea.
No idea. Sorry, I didn't mean to just make a horse noise at you.
A horse for one day?
I am today.
Not one person in the studio or out there in the live
knows. Okay, so I won on Monday, you won on
Tuesday.
So who won yesterday?
I don't know.
Me?
Yeah, me. Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
A man outside that's more intelligent than us is saying it was you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So 2-1 to Chappers.
Very good. Okay. Here's your first one. Play along at home. 8-1-1-9.
Oh,
what's occurring?
Okay, your first one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yes.
Well, yesterday, he was Apple Bobby.
Yeah.
In slow motion. Now, you made the point at the time that maybe that's a bit Halloween.
Yeah.
And because it's Christmas, you said maybe he should be eating mince pies or something instead.
Right.
Well, once again,
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, no.
We've given it a go. The one that doesn't speak is back. We have put a voice changer on him to hide his true identity and his true voice. And, yep, he's been munching his way through mince pies. Can I just say, the reason we change his voice is not because he's on benefits.
Is that
I forgot people thought that about him.
Some people are saying, you know, imagine he's down there.
Some people think that's why we don't say his name either, because he's moonlighting in two jobs.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's really not. That's not why.
He's not on the sick.
No. Here's my question to you. How many mince pies could the one that doesn't speak eat in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Are they big ones or little ones?
Deep filled, actually, Becky.
Deep filled. Oh, now then.
Two.
Becky is saying...
They're really rich, aren't they? I hope you gave them a glass of water.
No. Two. Chappers?
I don't think he's going to manage... Do they have to, like, be fully finished for them to count?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't have to do that look in his mouth thing, did you? I hate it when they do eating challenges on TV and then someone sticks their tongue out and there's little bits of food left there. I'm just filling the time while you're waiting.
I know. I'm trying to work out where to go. One or three. Three.
Three. Okay, let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak with his voice changer, which is all above board, and the mince pie challenge. Hello again, one that doesn't speak.
Hello again, Scott.
It was such fun yesterday. Shall we do some more?
Let's do it, eh?
It's what's occurring? Today, it's a mince pie special. What have you got there?
I have 6 mince pies. They're deep filled. None of your bog standard thin pies. These are deep filled.
Okay, so therefore, I would imagine quite difficult to eat fast.
You'd be surprised, Scott.
Okay, one that doesn't speak. You have 30 seconds to eat as many deep-filled mince pies as you can. You ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go! Oh no, they've all fallen on the floor. Pick them up.
They're falling on the floor, so I have to pick them up.
I hate the noise of people eating on air.
Especially in slow motion. They fell on the floor. And right. Also, he made the mistake of... He just filled his mouth up with mince pies and didn't actually eat anything. So, obviously, there wasn't any room after a while.
And also, because of his bad back that he claims for, he couldn't pick them up when they landed on the floor.
So, the answer was 0. Becky gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho!
What's occurring?
Next one. Tell you what, if you didn't feel like it was Christmas before that, you would do now, wouldn't you, not hearing that.
Hannah in Barry Island guessed 14 for that, which I think was slightly optimistic.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy Carr?
Yeah.
Earlier, poor Rosie, one of our listeners, who was on Dear Scott, she got her letter read out, didn't get his joke.
Name, Rosie Pizzorno. Subject, Jimmy Carr. Message, I was watching the Royal Variety Show last night, and his joke was simply, what happens when you spill carpet cleaner? Everyone laughed. Well, A, I don't know, and B, I don't get how it's funny. Can you enlighten me?
Right, here's the joke.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Now, Jimmy has been telling that joke a lot lately.
Yeah.
But do people really get it? You heard the audience there. It took him a while to catch on. We asked 10 people on the street that very question. How many would understand the joke? Becky?
None? Yeah. Two.
What, are you allowed more than one answer for this one?
You know never to take my first answer.
Chappers.
So has Becky gone too?
Yeah.
It all depends whether... Is it Ian who's asking it?
It is Ian, our question.
Right, so will he have gone to his usual strange place?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm going to go only three.
You're saying three?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh. What's occurring?
Let's see how many people get the joke.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Spill carpet cleaner? You have to ask my other half.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
I have no idea. I have no idea, sorry.
What happens when you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
Walk away. Let someone else sort it out. I don't know, it's not really much. Well, I mean, I did spill it and everything, but sometimes I just can't be bothered to clean things up. Sorry to sound quite lethargic, but that's my mother for you.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
If you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carr said that last night at the London Palladium.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Your carpet gets clean. Than it was before because it might have been dirty.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Bleach, maybe. Bleach your carpet. Hurts you. In some sort of way, I reckon.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
It leaves a white mark on the carpet if it's dirty.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know, I just guessed.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You should really ask Jimmy Carr that.
Really? Why?
Because it's his question.
Did you get that joke first time you heard it?
Yes.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You have to clean it up.
How do you clean it up?
With a mop.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You put wine on it.
Because if you spill white wine, you put red wine on.
Oh, wait, no, it's carpet cleaner, though, not wine.
Oh, hang on. It's carpet cleaner, isn't it? Not wine. Imagine what her carpets are like. If she spills white wine, she pours red wine on it.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You put wine on it.
Because if you spill white wine, you put red wine on. Oh, wait, no, it's carpet cleaner, though, not wine.
Her carpets must be a stain.
As soon as she spills anything on her carpet, she throws red wine
on it. Yeah, I might try that. I like it as well that as Ian, our question boy, and the person on the street are speaking, and they're both gradually getting higher and higher.
It leaves a white mark on the carpet if it's dirty.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Okay. The answer was 2. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, last one. We were talking earlier about something that Becky's boyfriend was going to prank her with earlier. What was that?
Well, I'm feeling a bit delicate today, and he thought that it would be funny to phone me as I was leaving the house and tell me that I'd forgotten my phone, because he thought today I'd quite simply go, oh, rubbish, okay, cool, I'll come back. And I probably would have done, actually, even though he was obviously calling me on it.
That's quite funny.
It is. We've given that a go today. We called 5 people who work at Radio 1 on their mobile phone and told them that we found their phone, that we had their phone. Would they want to come and collect it? Now, what I'm going to do is going to play them individually, right?
Yeah.
And before each one, I'll tell you who it is, and then you tell me what you think happened, okay?
Brilliant.
And
whether they come and collect it, right? Okay, good.
And I'll give a point for each one. Okay, good. I know. I love it.
This is all going to go horribly wrong.
Okay. It's with Carol over there.
It is a bit, isn't it? Can you keep score, please, one that doesn't speak?
We're scored.
Okay, first one. This is Comedy Dave, first of all. So we call him up on his phone and say, hi, we've got your phone. What happens?
Yeah, he'll come and he'll be massively confused. He'll come and collect it.
Okay.
No, I think he'll realise instantly.
Okay,
Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Here's us calling Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Dave, it's Scott at work.
Hello.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio.
No, I haven't.
I think you have.
Well, I haven't.
It must be someone else's then. All right.
I'm on my phone now.
Oh, okay. All right. See you later.
Dad, yeah. Did you have to do that two or three times, though, man? He's paid you because the first couple of times he sounded stupid.
No.
He really did that first time
he really
off.
He did, yeah.
Well, that astonishes me.
I know. I was expecting more from Dave.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Next, it's Matt Fincham off the Chris Moore Show. What's going to happen? Will he go, OK, I'll come and collect the phone, or not?
He'll probably hang up inside 10 seconds. He normally does, doesn't he, when you ring him?
Mm.
Yeah, no, he won't come and collect it.
Yeah, no, he won't.
OK, let's find out.
Hello?
Matt, it's Scott in the studio.
Oh,
hi, I've got your phone.
No, I've just answered my phone.
Oh, it's not yours, then?
No, well, hang on, you're just ringing me on my number.
OK, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Becky now has 2 points. Chappers has 1 point. Next, it's Gemma, the person that sometimes asks our hard-hitting panorama-style questions. Who works upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I think she'll come and collect it.
You think she'll come and collect the phone, even though she's speaking on it at the time?
Yeah, I think she will.
Yeah, me too.
You do? Okay, let's find out.
Hello.
Gemma, it's Scott in the studio.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You've left your phone downstairs.
I've just answered it.
Hey?
I've just answered it.
Oh, so it's not yours?
No.
All right.
All right.
Bye. No points awarded.
This is slightly unfair on me and Becky, because you're basically asking us who we think are stupid at work.
Not really, am I?
Well, really,
everyone has off days. Oh, I'm not stupid, but I would have come and collected it today.
Yeah, today. Okay, next one. It's Ian, who has been asking the questions on the streets of Great Britain today. What do you think? Is he going to come and collect the phone or not?
Yeah, I think he might do, just because I think the people who... the people... Gemma's just MSN saying this chap is calling me stupid.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Yes, because I think the people he talks to might have rubbed off on him.
Okay, let's find out. Oh, I didn't ask Becky. Go.
No, he won't.
He won't.
Hello?
Ian, it's Scott in the studio.
Hi, Scott, you all
right? Yeah, I'm good. I've got your phone here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Well, I've got it up here. I'm
You've
on
left
it.
Your phone in Y2.
No, I've not. I'm on it.
No, it's yours. It's here now.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks. I've got your phone here.
No, you don't. I'm on it right now.
No, I've got it here.
You've lost me.
Do you want to come and get it?
I'm on it now. Right now.
No, I've got it here in Y2.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come and get your phone.
I'll be down in a minute anyway.
Okay.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
I like the way he tried to get out of it by offering you a drink.
Do you want a drink? Okay, so it's now Becky 3 points, Chappers 1 point. Last one, Pippa, who works upstairs. What do you think?
No, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine, won't do it?
She won't come and get it.
She's normally quite busy, so I think she'll just go, yeah, and come down.
Okay. Let's find out.
Hello?
Pip, it's Scott.
Scott, oh, hello, love.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio. What should I do?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
I'll come and get it. Where are you? Y2?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pop down. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no! Oh, no! I can't believe it. I'm such an idiot. Oh, you can always rely on me.
Oh, love you. Oh, I love her. Thanks to everyone in the office for being good sports. We're not calling anyone stupid.
No.
And... Becky wins I Was a Karen by a clear mile today.
Oh, Pippa, let me down.
I know. That's brilliant. Okay, let us know how you did on I Was a Karen today. Text me. Tell me what your answers were. 81119. Oh!